Morning Edition continues. I'm Colin Jackson. Everyone experiences prison time differently. To one former Kentucky inmate, her 10-year sentence ended up being a life-changing event. In the third, in a series of reports on reentry, we discuss the ups, downs, and observations from her time served, including a month in solitary confinement.
I think it was like 13 cells on one walk, and everybody's just yelling and screaming constantly, going off.
Sarah Perrine has the words forgive and forget tattooed on her neck. The motto suits her. She's reconnecting with her daughter, her job's going well, and she's no longer one of the around 2,300 incarcerated women in Kentucky. Now she's part of the Southern Kentucky Reentry Council to help make coming home easier for others. If you ask her, that's all possible because of that moment she describes.
I was still getting high whenever I went to prison, because it was kind of like, oh, I've done ruined my life, so why does it matter?
That got her sent to solitary confinement, which she calls the hole. There, someone offered her Suboxone. She took it and cried.
I felt so convicted and so guilty that I was in prison, in the hole, still doing the same stuff that led me there. And that's the last time I've ever had any desire to get high whatsoever. Like, that was my life-changing moment.
Life at the Kentucky Correctional Institution for Women outside Louisville had its good and bad. She learned skills, worked a full-time job, and received college credit. But at the same time, course wait lists were long, it was overcrowded, and she says communication was poor.
If you want to talk to somebody about this stuff, they're like, oh, drop a request. Oh, fill out a request. You know, so you're filling out all these requests and you stick it in the door, and it's like, that's it.
After serving half of her 10-year sentence, Sarah received parole. She was confident she was going to be a success story.
I've battled with the drug addiction. I've battled with the alcoholism. I've went through the sexual abuse and the trauma. I've been through physical abusive relationships. You know what I mean? I've had everything. I've had the house with the white picket fence and the dog and the cars and the good job, and I've completely lost it all.
Freedom wasn't something Sarah took for granted anymore. She had choices again, not like in prison where she'd get hassled for using the bathroom in the middle of the night. Freedom House, where she stayed after her release, still had rules to follow, but it gave her enough leeway to see her daughter again, even if it was just for 3 hours at a Chuck E. Cheese.
She looked at me and she was like, Mom, she said, it's okay. She was like, at least I got to spend time with you. And that right there broke my heart. It devastated me that she, you know, she was just grateful to have that 3 hours when I was upset and ungrateful to just have 3 hours because I wanted more.
Moments like that are what helped Sarah and so many others in her shoes stay clean. Her daughter was 4 years old when she was first arrested, and Sarah knows she missed that valuable time building a relationship with her.
Just me coming back into her life and being like, oh, hey, I want to have a life with you now. It was an adjustment for her and for me both because I didn't know her. I didn't know her as an individual. I didn't know her as a person. I didn't know what she enjoyed to do, what she didn't enjoy to do.
Sarah says she never wants to be away from her daughter like that again. She credits her success to her daughter and a worker at Freedom House who introduced her to different resources. On the Reentry Council Board, her insider perspective can help others learn what's available too and bring that voice to Kentucky's justice system.
Once you get incarcerated, you have got no say-so in anything whatsoever. You know, I feel like judges don't listen to you. I feel like the prosecuting attorneys don't listen to you. It's just they get this view of what you've did, and that's it. They're going to be like, how can we make your life as hard as hell now?
Sarah says compassion can keep people getting punished from getting demotivated. She says some of the best people she met were in prison, and they deserve a second chance too. In the final episode in this series, we'll hear from someone else who served time. He's now running his own business. That airs next week. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Colin Jackson.